Al principio fue muy fuerte porque ya yo tenía a mis compañeros, mis amistades, todos en el equipo de Boston. Ahora que yo llegué aquí a esta organización el 5 de febrero, una de las primeras personas que yo acudí fue a Beltré. Le hacía muchas preguntas y él me ayudó mucho a la hora de acostumbrarme a este equipo.
He said it was difficult though. He had a couple of years with the Red Sox, and he's already know the friends and the coach and stuff like that. And when he got here February 5th, the first person that he knew was me. So he was asking a lot of questions of how everything works here in the organization, and how everything has to be done. And we make a really good relationship, and I've helped him a lot, a little bit with everything.
100%. Now that you seem to be hitting your stride here, I know we talked about this during BP the other day, but is it a feeling of relief? Is it a feeling a weight off your shoulders? Or is it more just, oh, I knew this was going to happen?
Okay, ahora te vamos a hablar de lo que está pasando. Te está yendo muy bien y te saliste de la racha esa que, tú sabes, no muchos peloteros quieren estar. Cuando tú estás teniendo BP ahora, ¿se siente como que soltaste un peso de los hombros o ya tú sabías que eso iba a pasar?
Al principio fue muy difícil, hasta dudaba de mí, de por qué no habían salido las cosas, y solamente me sentía muy presionado. Entonces comencé más a soltarme, a hablar, a reírme, a unirme más al grupo, a hacer preguntas, y son cosas que me ayudó mucho a la hora de soltarme en el juego.
He said at first he felt a little under pressure and doubt of himself because he didn't know why the things were not going his way. But through the time, he just started like laughing with us and the practice, talk to us, asking a lot of questions to friends, and that helped him a lot to just transfer that to the game, and you guys can see the result.
Now I want to jump back, way back when you were a kid, growing up, watching baseball. Who's your favorite player?
Él quiere saltar ahora para atrás, más para atrás cuando tú eras muchachito. ¿Cuál es tu jugador favorito desde pequeño?
Mi jugador favorito es Miguel Cabrera, como hacía las cosas en el 2003 cuando quedó campeón con Miami Marlins. Son cosas muy inolvidables.
He said his favorite player is Miguel Cabrera. Back to 2003 when he won the World Series, like the way that he does things is just something unbelievable.
Who would you say the biggest inspiration for your game is today? Whether that's a favorite player or maybe one of your parents or something like that.
Alicia, ahora en el momento, ¿quién tú dices que es tu mayor inspiración? Ya puede ser tu jugador favorito, puede ser un pelotero, puede ser tu familia, tu padre.
Siento que mi pelotero favorito es Ronald Acuña por su manera de jugar, de robar bases, su agresividad a la hora de hacer muchas cosas, aunque haya muchos peloteros buenos ahorita en las grandes ligas.
He said his favorite player right now, his role model is Ronald Acuña, because the way that he plays baseball, he steals bases, he just hits and do everything that he does. Even though there's a lot of good players in the MLB, that's one of them, his favorite players right now.
Last question. Muchas gracias. Para tiempo. Biggest goal for the rest of the season.
Lisa, última pregunta. Muchas gracias por el tiempo, dice él, ¿lo entendiste? ¿Cuáles son tus metas ya para seguir con la temporada? ¿Cuál es la más grande ahora mismo?
Seguir creyendo en mí y las cosas con el trabajo fuerte que uno hace diario van a salir las cosas. No tengo un objetivo exacto, pero quiero superar mis límites este año.
He said just keep trusting yourself. The hard work is going to pay off during the season. He doesn't have like a goal set on his mind, but he wanna go off his limit right now.
100%. Guys, appreciate your time and good luck to you both.
Thank you.
That was Alexis Hernandez in our chat from before yesterday's ball game. Alexis has the night off, but Manny Beltre, the translator, is back in the lineup tonight. More on that later. Tonight's umpires are always presented by Bon Appetit, or rather, excuse me, Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. William Pascal, home plate umpire, and Alan Bryan is in the field tonight. Let's take a look at the standings coming into action tonight. First, for the St. Lucie Mets over in the Florida State League East, things not so pretty in terms of the playoff outlook for them. They trail the first-place Palm Beach Cardinals by 14 games. Palm Beach 29-20, St. Lucie 15-34 after a win last night. Over in the Florida State League West, Clearwater remains on top with another win last night over Lakeland. They now lead the Flying Tigers by 3 games in the standings, and they lead the Jays by 9 games. Dunedin at 25-24, while Clearwater up top is at 34-15. So that's a look at the standings coming into action tonight. Let's dive into the pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh Chef Durbin Pub Grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. It features Nolan Perry, the right-hander for the Jays, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, according to Baseball America, number 26 on their list. In a small sample size, he's lived up to the billing. 9 innings, just 1 earned run. Last week at Bradenton, he allowed 3 runs. They were all unearned in 2 innings. He'll square off against Zach Thornton, the southpaw for the Mets, drafted by New York in the 5th round in 2023. He's thrown 30 2/3 innings, some out of the bullpen, some in the starting rotation, to an ERA of 4.70. His last appearance was out of the bullpen against Clearwater last week. 4 innings, 2 earned runs, including 1 homer. So it's Thornton for the Mets, Perry for the Jays. Lefty for St. Lucie, righty for Dunedin. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. The starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Mets lineup looks a little bit different today after their win last night. Willie Fañas leads it off. Boston Barrow has the night off. Fañas in center. Jesus Baez will bat second and play shortstop. Jeffrey Rosa will hit third and play right. Vincent Perozzo is the cleanup man. He's hitless this week, playing over at first base. Colin Houck is the DH, batting fifth. Jairo Cuevas is the left fielder. Jose Hernandez will do the catching tonight in his series debut. Kevin Villavicencio is over at third, batting eighth. And Diego Mosquera rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the St. Lucie Mets. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, trying to bounce back after last night's one-run loss. Victor Arias will lead it off. He's out in left field, followed by Damiano Palmigiani, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, a familiar face to some Jays fans here in Florida. Played with DJs in 2022. He's back today starting a rehab assignment. Peyton Williams, another rehabber, will bat third and play first base. Manny Beltre will bat cleanup and play second. Edward Duran will catch. Joan Helaponte is the center fielder, batting sixth. Tucker Tolman back in there after he fouled the ball off his foot 2 nights ago. He's at third. Bryce Arnold will make his season debut at shortstop, batting eighth. And Gene Joseph rounds it out, batting ninth and playing right field. There's a team of little leaguers down on the field waiting to take the field with the Blue Jays. And as that takes place, we will step aside for a break. We'll come back with the national anthem and first pitch and game number 5 of a 6-game set between St. Lucie and the Jays next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Blue Jays starting lineup just introduced to the crowd at TD Ballpark, which means it's time for the national anthem. Almost time for baseball between the Jays and the St. Lucie Mets. Game 5 of 6 coming up soon. Let's listen into the anthem. A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us set for the fifth game of a six-game series between the Dunedin Blue Jays and St. Lucie Mets. It's the penultimate matchup between these squads this year, as they will not meet over in St. Lucie. Blue Jays playing defense and hitting behind Nolan Perry today. Perry, the Blue Jays' number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America. Perry at 6'2", 195 pounds, 20 years old. He pitched just two innings last week at Bradenton. Didn't allow an earned run, but allowed three runs total. A long second inning chased him after just two innings and 52 pitches. So we'll see if he goes a little bit deeper tonight. Pitching coach Corey Reardon mentioned that his limit is right around 75, but those pitch count limits can kind of be malleable, considering how high stress those pitches are, how taxing they are on the arm. Blue Jays trying to get back in the win column after they lost last night 5-4, and one-run games have been the trend here this week. Three of the four games in the books already have been decided by one run. And the series opener was decided by three runs as the Blue Jays won each of the first three games. So a lot of close ones here this week. Nolan Perry ready to square off against Willie Fañas. Switch hitter batting from the left side against Perry, the right-hander. Blue Jays in their home whites tonight as time is called by William Pascal, home plate umpire. Pointing at something down the left field line, there must be some kind of gate open. Whoops. Victor Arias trots on over there. Make sure everything's all situated. He emerges, and now we're ready for baseball. Fañas went 1-for-3 last night with a walk. And Perry toes the rubber. Everybody into their positions, and away we go. First pitch on the way. It's fouled off behind home plate. First pitch at 6:35 Eastern Time. Glad you're joining us on your Saturday night. Cancer Awareness Night here at the ballpark. 0-1 toss. Fanyas reaches out, pops it up out of play on the third base side. Quickly 0-2. Fanyas hitting .259. Just seven games played. .777 OPS. 0-2. Misses upstairs. One ball, two strikes. So above average in the OPS department for Fanyas. He's got one homer. The 1-2. Curveball called. Strike three. Fanyas thought about a challenge, but he held off. One up, one down, one strikeout for Nolan Perry.
Now batting shortstop number 26, Jesus Baez.
Here's Jesus Baez. He went 0 for 4 last night. First pitch to the righty. Misses low and away for ball one. Well, Baez came into this series the Mets' leading hitter in terms of average, OPS, and most categories. 1-0. Rolled over to third, foul. One ball, one strike. That still remains the case for the most part, but Baez has really cooled off. Blue Jays pitching has done a nice job against him as he's just 3 for 18 this week. Came in on a tear. 1-1. He waves and misses at a slider. 1-2. Good pitch there from Perry. Throws a fastball, slider, changeup, curveball mix. Really leans on that slider. 1-2 pitch. Popped up out of play over our heads. We'll do it again. Perry throws that slider 30% of the time. Also throws his fastball 30% of the time. He will mix in a sinking fastball as well. 1-2. Misses down and away. That was a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Perry's fastball sits in the low to mid-90s. Can reach up to 95 or so. He twists and deals. Breaking ball fooled him. Called strike three. Baez knew it. He was on his way back to the dugout by the time William Pascal rung him up. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Nolan Perry in the first.
Right fielder, number 58, Jeffrey Rosa.
That was a nasty curve. First pitch to Jeffrey Rosa. Swing and a miss. That was the hard slider, 85. Makes it 0-1. Rosa went 0 for 4 last night with two strikeouts. This is his 19th game played. He's hitting .191. 0-1. Is lined towards right center. Aponte over into the gap. He makes the catch. And Nolan Perry works a quick 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Mets don't score. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Nolan Perry sets the Mets down 1-2-3 at the top of the first, so we're scoreless going to the bottom half, and Victor Arias will start it off for the Jays, as he has for pretty much the vast majority of games this season for Dunedin. He'll square off against the lefty Zach Thornton. First pitch. Called strike. Got a fastball at 89 on the inside corner. Makes it 0-1. Arias did not play last night. Bats in an upright stance. 0-1 pitch. He takes a slider outside. 1-1. Thornton, the 6'3 lefty. 170 pounds, 22 years old. Drafted by the Mets in the fifth round last year out of Grand Canyon. 1-1. Arias pops it up. Out of play. Behind home plate. Makes it 1-2. No, not the Grand Canyon itself. Grand Canyon University, where Thornton had an outstanding junior season. Only one season there. Played two seasons of JUCO ball. 1-2. Arias takes upstairs. Fastball at 91. Two balls, two strikes. Victor hitting 264 in 38 games. The pitch misses low and away. The slider didn't tempt him. It's full. Overcast skies now. Mostly blue skies overhead, though. Game time temperature at 89. Payoff pitch. Downstairs, dirt ball, ball four. Victor Arias works a leadoff walk for the Jays. And that brings up Damiano Palmigiani.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 11, Damiano Palmigiani.
DJ's fans tuned in might be thinking, hey, this is a throwback. Palmigiani, a member of the 2022 DJs, played just over 50 games here. First pitch misses up and away. That's 1-0. Palmigiani has spent all of this season, outside of this stint on the IL that he's now rehabbing from, with Buffalo. 1-0, called strike. On a fastball, inside edge, 1-1. So far this season with the Bisons, Dom has hit .228 with seven homers, .739 OPS. Pausing the pitch. Palmigiani pops it up behind home plate towards the seats. Jose Hernandez sprints after it and runs out of room. And somebody made the catch. Or did they? Looks like a dad with a little kid's glove on reached up, tried to make the catch, and now nobody can find the ball. Now they found it. Fell right into somebody's lap. Count is 1-2 on Palmigiani. Simply put, Palmigiani mashes. Hit 23 homers last year between AA and AAA. Bats from a slight hunch from the right side. Throw over to first is late. Arias back in standing. Palmigiani, a native of Canada, grew up in British Columbia. Blue Jays number 14 prospect. Thornton sets just above the belt and throws over to first again. Arias, again, back in standing. No score, bottom of the first. Arias with good enough speed to change that. And Palmigiani can rope an extra base hit. Drafted by the Jays in the 14th round in 21. The pitch is hopped foul. Arias was off. He'll head back, still 1-2. Damiano's really jumped onto radars these last few years. Even though he was a 14th rounder, maybe a little bit under the radar. Drafted out of College of Southern Nevada. Rocks the bat back and forth ever so slightly as Thornton fires. And the pitch has popped up into shallow center. Mascara back into shallow right, and it drops. Rosa reached out, couldn't make the catch. Throw goes to second where Arias is retired. So they get Arias on the force. Of course, you got to play it safe there. Can't get doubled off first. So it's a fielder's choice for Palmigiani. Arias is out number one, and here's Peyton Williams. Score at 9-6 there for out number one. Williams, the big and burly left-handed batter. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. A slow curve misses low and away. It's 1-0. Peyton had last night off. He's played two games this week. He's gone 0-for-5 with four walks and one strikeout. 1-0. Paints the outside corner. Hard slider, 86. One ball, one strike. No score, bottom one. Williams in an open stance, waits on the pitch, and takes a called strike two. Slider on that outside edge again. One ball, two strikes. Williams, 6'6", 255. He's an Iowa boy, native of Des Moines, state capital. 1-2. Misses down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Williams played his college ball at Iowa. So it's two college guys going at it here in Thornton and Williams. Mets starter Thornton sets. Kicks and fires. Williams rolls it sharply right at Mascheri. Turns to second for one. Baez the relay back to first in time. Double play. 4-6-3. Blue Jays get two base runners in the first. Nothing comes of it. And we're on to the second. No score between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Mets on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Perozzo, Hauk, and Cuevas do up for St. Lucie here as we go to the top of the second inning. No score between the Jays and the Mets. Fifth game of a six-game series and first game of June. First pitch to Vincent Perozzo, the lefty. He takes fastball up, and it's 1-0. For our TV viewers watching on MILB TV, you just saw that graphic there, 1-0. Perozzo chases a changeup. Good pitch there, 1-1. May was a month that the Mets want to forget. Just 5-22. 1-1 misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. For the Blue Jays, on the other hand, 15-12. Not bad. They match their loss total from April. They went 10-12 there. 2-1 fouled off behind home plate. 2-2. May highlighted by not one, but two. Six-game win streaks for the Jays. The twist and the toss. Perozzo takes upstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. Perozzo 0-7 this week. Had last night off. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball fouled off. We'll do it again. Perozzo listed on the roster as a catcher. He's over at first base tonight, native of Venezuela. Payoff pitch to him, misses way high and away, ball four. First base run of the ball game for the Mets. Brings up Colin Houck.
Number nine, Colin Houck.
And boy, was Houck the hero last night. Delivered a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning. As the home plate umpire William Pascal points at the bat boy and says, hey, come on, let's get the bat and the elbow guard off the field. Took a minute. And now he leaves a helmet out. Oh, all kinds of trouble as Hauk climbs in. Hauk, the Mets' first rounder last year at a high school in Georgia. Righty on righty. First pitch from Perry. Fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1. Mets nothing, Jays nothing, top two. Hauk struggled to open the year, but he's gotten it going. 0-1. Cued foul towards the on-deck circle on the right side. Blue Jays side of the field. 0-2. Hauk's strikeouts have piled up, but over his last nine games, he's hitting .325. 0-2. Breaking ball popped up into shallow center. Beltre, the second baseman, out. He's under it, and he's got it. Hauk set down for out number one. Perozzo back to first, and here's Johairo Cuevas.
Left fielder, number 19, Johairo Cuevas.
Cuevas also had last night off. He's just 1-for-7 on the week. Bats in a narrow stance from the left side. First offer, a rip and a miss. Hard swing, comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Cuevas batting 178 coming into action tonight. Pitch to him. Another swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Perry's got good strikeout stuff. That's one thing that he showcased last year in the Florida Complex League. 0-2. Misses high and away. One ball, two strikes. Perry trying to keep it scoreless. Top of the second inning. Perozzo over at first after a leadoff walk. Perry's ERA 7-2-8 in 38 innings last year on the complex. 1-2. Cuevas watches a fastball up. Two balls, two strikes. But it's strikeout to walk numbers. 51 punch outs to 16 free passes. Not too shabby there. 2-2. Breaking ball, misses a touch outside. Curveball couldn't find the outside corner. Runs it full, 3-2. William Pascal is calling his own zone tonight. That's the automatic balls and strikes challenge system. So if teams don't like a call, they can challenge it. Payoff pitch, misses upstairs. Ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Nolan Perry. Sends Vincent Perozzo up to second base. There's two on with one out for Jose Hernandez.
Catcher number 20, Jose Hernandez.
So this is Jose Hernandez, not Ronald Hernandez. Was the little bit more heralded prospect. Righty on righty. Long pause from Perry. And the first pitch. Rolled down to third. Could be two. Tolman to second for one. Beltre bobbles at second. They do record the out. It was on the transfer. Beltre none too pleased with himself. Trying to laugh it off. That could have gotten the Jays out of the inning. But it does not. Cuevas is out number two at second.
Third baseman, 5-3, to four. Kevin Villavicencio.
That brings up Kevin Villavicencio. With men on the corners. So Hernandez reaches on the fielder's choice. Righty on righty. Mets trying to strike first. First offer. Called strike. Fastball in the outer half of the zone. Makes it 0-1. Villavicencio picked up his only two hits this week last night. 2-for-4 with an RBI triple. 267 hitter. Here as we enter June, 0-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball tempted him. It's 0-2. Game number 19 tonight for Villavicencio. One thing about this Mets club, the roster has been a bit of a revolving door. They've used over 60 players already. 0-2 popped up the opposite way. It fades over the seats on the first base side. Still 0-2. So Villavicencio has been pretty much an everyday guy this week, but hasn't spent the full season with St. Lucie's roster. Perry ready for the next 0-2. It's popped up into shallow center. Aponte sprints in. Joseph in as well. And it's Aponte, the center fielder, who makes the catch in front of Gene Joseph, who holds up his glove. Still ready to make that catch just in case. Perry works out of a jam. Mets leave men on the corners. Still no score. Going to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, second baseman, number one.
St. Lucie, nothing. Well, Blue Jays, nothing. Going to the bottom of the second inning at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays mashed in May. Just wrapping up yesterday. 27 home runs, first in all of single A. Florida State League, Carolina League, and the Cal League. First pitch to Manny Beltre, misses low. It's 1-0. Manny had three homers in May. Really flipped the switch on his power. Only had one in April. Zach Thornton fires, and Beltre fouls it back into the screen. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays had two base runners in the first inning. As Victor Arias walked, then it was cut down on a fielder's choice. Paul Maggiani reached. 1-1, chopped foul. One ball, two strikes. Blue Jays couldn't take advantage, though. Peyton Williams rolled into a 4-6-3 double play. That was an unfortunate trend last night for the Jays. They stranded a season-high 15 runners on. In a one-run loss, that stings. 1-2. Beltre takes a slider high. Two balls, two strikes. Manny went 0-for-4 last night with a walk, hitting an even 250 on the year. The wind in the pitch. Beltre chases a high fastball. He goes down swinging for out number one. First strikeout tonight for Zach Thornton brings up Edward Durant. Durant went 1-for-5 last night. He has been really, really good against lefties. First pitch is a chopper foul. And it's 0-1. So Durant's only hit last night came in matchup against the lefty starting pitcher Franklin Gomez for the Mets. 0-1. Floated into shallow left, down for a hit. Slider in off the hands, rolls into shallow left. Durant with a big turn. He stops at first with a one-out single. So he continues to mash against southpaws. And here's Joan Helapunte.
Number 45, Joan Helapunte.
Ponte also went 1-for-5 last night. First pitch. Misses down and away. Ball one. We're scoreless, bottom of the second. Ponte's pace has slowed down over the last 10 games, hitting just 118 with 15 strikeouts. OPS under 400, 1-0. Is lined into shallow center. Fanyas races in and makes the catch head high. Durant dashes back to first. Aponte gave it a ride, but Fanyas was able to get there for out number two. Here's Tucker
Third
Thoman.
Number nine, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman had each of the last two nights off. Batting lefty on lefty here against Zach Thornton. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Thornton with a very slow motion there. Slowed down his leg kick trying to deceive Durant over at first. Edward moves well for a catcher. Probably won't run here, but he has stolen eight bases. 1-0. Thoman with a rip and a foul tip. In and out of Jose Hernandez mitt. 1-1. So Tucker last played on Wednesday night when he fouled the ball off of his ankle. 1-1. He swings and misses on a curveball. Chase pitch there. 1-2. Fresh delivery of baseballs for home plate umpire William Pascal. Good to see Toman's all right after that. He fell in a heap of pain after that foul tip. 1-2 is rocketed into the gap in right center, down for a hit. Durant around second, heading towards third. Thoman takes a big turn at first. Now he goes the rest of the way. He's caught in a rundown. Durant running home, flip to first. Thoman is out. Before Durant scores, the run does not count. An opportunity squandered for the Jays. Still no score as we're on to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Yeah, it's a comfortable night for baseball at TD Ballpark. No score onto the top of the third. Nolan Perry ready to face 9-1-2 against a St. Lucie lineup that's got to feel good after last night. 5-4 win to snap an eight-game losing streak. Their first win since their first game of their six-game series at home last week against Clearwater. Diego Mosquera, the nine batter, leads it off. First pitch, ground ball right at the second baseman, Manny Beltre. Scoops it up, throws to first in time. One pitch, one out. Here's Willie Fanyas.
Center fielder, number 22, Willie Fanyas.
It sounds like somebody below us is playing some Katy Perry. First pitch to Fanyas. He has a called strike. changeup at the knees. 0-1. Fania struck out looking in the first inning. The wind in the pitch. Misses in. 1-1. Well, if this music keeps up, we're going to get some kind of a copyright violation. We'll try to adjust our mic here. 1-1 is a comebacker back to the pitcher. Perry fields it cleanly, loops it over to first in time. Two quick outs for Perry. Sounds like that music has settled down a little bit. At least we can hope.
Shortstop number 26, Jesus Baez.
There's Jesus Baez. I may have spoke too soon. Base is empty for Jesus Baez. First pitch. Called strike on the outside black. Fastball at 94. Some of the hardest velo we've seen from Perry tonight. Baez also struck out looking in the first. Perry deals, and the pitch is flied high in the air, deep to right. Joseph on the track has room. Comes back to make the catch. And Nolan Perry, for the second time tonight, works a 1-2-3 frame. Let's go down in order in the third. Blue Jays coming up next after a short break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. No score.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Scoreless contest as we're on to the home half of the third. Zach Thornton, starter for St. Lucie, ready to face Bryce Arnold, Gene Joseph, and Victor Arias, 8-9-1. Blue Jays got two singles last inning but couldn't capitalize as Tucker Thoman was caught between first and second to end the inning. First pitch to Bryce Arnold, misses up for a ball. Change up there, and it's 1-0. Bryce went 0-for-3 last night, but he drove in two runs. Productive evening for him. He's driven in 19 on the year. 1-0. Fastball paints the outside edge. Taken for a called strike. 1-1. Thornton with one strikeout so far against Manny Beltre. Start of last inning. 1-1. Arnold lines it into left down for a hit towards the line. Cuevas over to scoop it up. And Arnold stops at first with a leadoff knock. Got a fastball out over the heart. Turned it around. Here's Gene Joseph. Nothing-nothing ball game, bottom three. Joseph moved down to the ninth spot. Bit of a wraparound guy here. Usually bats leadoff or near the bottom. First pitch is popped up. Third base side into the seats. Fans duck for cover. It bounces on the cement in between some seats and up onto the awning. 0-1 on Joseph. He's hitting an even 250. 27 games played. Three homers. And almost had a big one last night. 0-1. pulled sharply down to third. Villavicencio backhands. Long throw to second for one. Back over to first. Double play. 5-4-3. What a turn by the Mets. Well, both defenders had to throw that ball almost a full 90 feet in between the bases. Villavicencio with a backhand deep in the hole. Great throw to Mosquera at second base, who had to quickly shift his weight to throw over to first. They get the job done. Here's Arias swinging a foul back, 0-1. So the Blue Jays have rolled into a double play in two of the first three innings. Arias walked his first time. The pitch, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. According to Alan Bryan, field umpire tonight. 0-2 on Arias. Victor might be happy to see May come to a close. Batted just 211 in 24 games. 0-2. It's a called third strike, but hold your horses. We're going to have a challenge. Thornton keeps on walking, and the call is upheld. Well, Thornton knew it after all. Blue Jays go down in order despite a leadoff single from Bryce Arnold. A 5-4-3 double play highlights the inning for the Mets. No score through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Jeffrey Rosa.
Nolan Perry ready to face the heart of the Mets order. Rosa, Perozzo, and Houck here in the top of the fourth as we've got no score between the Mets and the Jays. First pitch misses low and away to Rosa. That's 1-0 on the righty. Perry is not allowed to hit through three innings. Struck out two in the first, walked two in the second. 1-0. Fastball misses out. Two balls, no strikes. Perry with a red glove to go with his home white uniform. No red on the Blue Jays jerseys. 2-0. Misses down and outside. Three balls, no strikes. That's a color that players often use as an accent, though, considering that it is in the Toronto Blue Jays color scheme, that red maple leaf. 3-0 pitch. Rosa takes a called strike. Fastball over the heart makes it 3-1. Got to be careful here. Rosa's got some pop. The pitch fouled back. Perry's battled it back full. 3-2. Nolan drafted out of high school by the Blue Jays in the 12th round in 2022. Payoff pitch is tapped out in front of the plate. Duran, the catcher, bare hands, zips it down to first in time. So Rosa set down for out number one. Perry comes back to get him.
First baseman, number 13, Vincent Perozzo.
Here's Vincent Perozzo. St. Lucie nothing, Blue Jays nothing, top of the fourth. Perozzo walked in the second inning. First pitch to the lefty. He swings through a high fastball, 0-1. And Perozzo's time this week, he's really been susceptible to chasing the fastball high. 0-1. As a hopper right up the middle, right at the shortstop, Arnold. Fields it cleanly, throws to first in time. Back-to-back ground ball outs for Nolan Perry, and the bases are empty for Colin Houck.
Designated hitter, number 9, Colin Houck.
Houck, the difference maker last night with his eventual game-winning RBI double. That was in the top of the eighth after we had an hour and 20-minute lightning delay at TD Ballpark. First pitch. A slider called strike on the inside half of the zone. 0-1. Nothing-nothing, top four. Perry in a good rhythm here. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Houck well out in front of a curveball. 0-2. He just tipped that pitch. Got a piece of Edward Duran, and home plate umpire William Pascal will give him some time. Perry's curveball has really been nasty this year. Only throws it 12% of the time, but he is not allowed a hit against it. See if he goes back to it on the 0-2. He does, and it misses low and away. One ball, two strikes. Perry mixes that curve occasionally with the fastball and slider. Also occasionally uses a changeup. The 1-2 offer. Breaking ball, called strike three. That was the curveball. Found the back door. Perry's third strikeout tonight and his third 1-2-3 frame. All the strikeouts looking, by the way. On to the home half. Still scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Paul Maggiani and Williams will start off the Blue Jays in the bottom of the fourth inning, just like it's 2022 all over again. Two members of the 2022 Blue Jays on rehab assignments. No score in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Paul Maggiani. A check swing. He held up on a curve. Ball one. Damiano blooped a fielder's choice into shallow right field, in which Victor Arias was cut down at second base. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Hard rip on a curveball. That's 1-1. Paul Maggiani with a wide set stance. 1-1 to him. Called strike at the knees. Makes it 1-2. Paul Maggiani working his way back from an abductor injury. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses low and in. Two balls, two strikes. And it is just over 50 games here in Dunedin. Paul Maggiani made such an impact, they named, unofficially of course, a part of the ballpark after him. 2-2, line drive into center. Fanyas comes in, dives, and takes a hit away from Paul Maggiani. Oh, that ball was stung. 98 off the bat on a slider. Just didn't fall fast enough. Line out for out number one. Blue Jays nothing. St. Lucie nothing. Bottom four. Lefty on lefty as Williams climbs in. First pitch. Williams with a high bouncer to shortstop. Baez moves behind the bag. Sidearms to first in time. Two quick outs for Zach Thornton. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. So going back to Paul Maggiani, he peppered the right center field porch so often they called it the Paul Maggiani porch. A lot of homers from him. First pitch to Beltre. A hook taken for a called strike. Manny wants a challenge, though. Blue Jays first tonight. Rather, their second tonight. And the call is reversed. It's ball one. Beltre struck out swinging in the second inning. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Zach Thornton looking really good tonight. Quick worker, has a good rhythm to his delivery. Shakes off Hernandez. Now sees what he wants. 1-1 offer. Hits Beltre. Curveball ran up and in. Didn't curve much. And the Blue Jays have a two-out base runner for Edward Duran. Jays trying to strike first in the bottom of the fourth.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Based on this outing so far for Thornton, you might be surprised to hear that he splits time between the rotation and the bullpen. Last appearance came out of the bullpen. Four innings against Clearwater last week. First pitch to Duran, misses down. 1-0. Because of all the roster moves that St. Lucie has had, they've kind of had to piece things together a little bit. So Thornton has made some spot starts here and there. And based on this outing, at least so far, he might earn a full-time spot. 1-1. Duran takes low in the dirt. Jose Hernandez knocks it down. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre, a stolen base threat over at first. Duran singled his first time. Back in the second on a floater to left. Thornton sets on the far third base side of the rubber and now steps and throws over to first. One interesting note on Thornton is his ERA when he's starting, 4.70. When he's coming out of the bullpen, 4.70, identical. Throws over to first again. Beltre back in standing again. So no difference between Thornton's performance out of the bullpen and when he starts. You can't say the same for most pitchers. They're creatures of habit. 2-0. Duran takes a called strike. Fastball on the inside edge makes it 2-1. So that adaptability, really impressive from Thornton. 22 years old, was born in Minnesota, but grew up in Lawrence, Kansas. Beltre with a big lead over at first. Thornton out of disengagements as he blows a bubble. He deals to Duran, and the pitch is hopped to shortstop. Baez goes the short way to second in time to force out Beltre, and the inning is over. Blue Jays get another base runner, a two-out hit by pitch. Nothing to show for it. No score. On to the fifth. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior Jays Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
St. Lucie nothing, Blue Jays nothing, top of the fifth at TD Ballpark. Glad you could join us on your Saturday night. Larry Larson in with you with our entire hardworking crew here at the ballpark and also our Virch team in Wisconsin. Nolan Perry ready to face Yohairo Cuevas to open the fifth. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1. Good curveball. We've been seeing a little bit more of it from Perry as this night has gone on. 0-1. Cuevas swings and misses. Another curve. It's 0-2. Perry has struck out three tonight, all looking, thanks mostly to his breaking balls. 0-2 toss. Cuevas lays off a fastball off the high outside corner, 93. Perry with a breath, shrugs his shoulders. Back with 1-2. There's the curveball, swing and a foul tip back to the screen, and Cuevas let go of his bat. He traveled further than the ball back to the screen. And Cuevas is going to take a walk over to the on-deck circle for some sticky stuff. Stick of pine tar. Jose Hernandez flips it to him. Pine tar usually does come in those sticks, almost like a glue stick. Teams usually keep them on deck. So it's still 1-2 on Cuevas. Perry fires, and a breaking ball misses low and away. It's a nasty drop, but it dropped too much. Two balls, two strikes. Perry gets the ball right back, working quickly. He deals, and Cuevas tardy on the high cheese. That's the first swinging strikeout for Perry tonight. 93 on the gun. One down in the fifth. Mets have had two base runners, both on walks. And that'll be all for Nolan Perry, as he's hit his pitch limit here with one out in the fifth. He does not allow a hit in 4 1/3 innings. Gets a nice ovation from this TD Ballpark crowd. Hard earned. 57 pitches for him. Ties a season high. We still got no score. And the reliever coming on is, looks like, Felipe Bello. We'll have the details on him after a short break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays starter Nolan Perry doesn't allow a hit in 4 1/3 innings. He strikes out four, leaves after 57 pitches. No reason for alarm. That ties a season high for him, and Felipe Bello takes over as we've got no score in the top of the fifth. We'll face Jose Hernandez to start his night. First pitch. Breaking ball misses low and away. It's 1-0. Bello has thrown 5 innings and 4 appearances for the Jays. He's only allowed 1 earned run. It came in his last outing on the road at Bradenton last week. Allowed 2 hits. 1-0. Hernandez pops it up. First base side, and it's a souvenir. 1-1. Bello came up out of the Jays roster in April, early April, and got sent back to the complex. 1-1, misses high. 2-1. Bello pitched about a month with the FCL Jays, and now he's back. Those things will happen throughout the year, things that you can't really take personal. 2-1. Hernandez takes a slider outside. 3-1. Obviously, that's easier said than done. For players, whenever you get sent down, it's dejecting. But a lot of the time, it doesn't have anything to do with performance. 3-1. Hernandez takes a called strike at the knees. Runs it full, 3-2. Hernandez reached on a fielder's choice in the second. In Bayo's case, it was somebody coming off the IL that sent him down. Now the payoff. Misses, low, 4. So Jose Hernandez lays off the slider low. The Mets have a base runner for Kevin Villavicencio. If names were included in spelling bees, Villavicencio might be the name spelled for the grand prize. Righty on righty, no score, top of the fifth. First pitch to Villavicencio, shallow line drive into left. It's down for a hit. Arias sprints in, comes up throwing, and keeps Hernandez at second base. But Villavicencio keeps the line moving. First hit of the ball game for the Mets.
Second baseman, number 1, Diego Mosquera.
Here's Diego Mosquera. Villavicencio spelled V-I- L-L-A-V-I-C-E-N-C-I-O, Villavicencio, in case you're writing it down. First pitch to Mosquera. Misses up and in. He turns away. His helmet flies off. The fastball at 90, missed up and in. Hello. One or no. Mosquera grounded out his first time. The second baseman, Manny Beltre, in the third. Got no score, top of the fifth. Mets threatening the pitch. In there for a called strike. Eater finds the outside edge. 1-1. Bayo with red cleats, a red glove, sets at the belt. Checks the runners and deals. Mosquera bloops it into shallow right. This is trouble. Williams can't get it. It drops for a hit. Hernandez gets the stop sign at third base as Beltre scoops it up. Rather, Williams scoops it up, and Beltre dashes to first to cover. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and the bases are full of Mets for the top of the order and Willie Fanyas. Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, will come out for a visit. Now, Nolan Perry got in a jam in the second inning, but outside of that, this is the first time that the Mets have really gotten anything going. That single from Villavicencio, the Mets' first hit. And things come in bunches. Back-to-back singles here. So Hernandez on third, Villavicencio on second, Mosquera aboard. Entire Jays infield gets together here. Everybody back to their stations, and Fanyas comes to the plate 0-2. Struck out looking in the first. One out. Strikeout would go a long way. Double play ball also wouldn't be too bad. First pitch. Fanyas takes outside. It's 1-0. Corners are in, middle infield back, as you might expect in a spot like this. Want that ability to turn two to end the inning. 1-0. Fanyas takes low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Fanyas, in just his eighth game played, only has two runs driven in. New spot for him in the lineup, with Boston Barrow with the night off. 2-0 pitch. Fanyas watches a fastball high, not close. Three balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put him. Bayo in danger of walking in a run. Don't want that against this starved Mets offense. 3-0. Fanyas takes outside. It's ball four. And that does indeed walk in a run. Hernandez trots in from third base. Mets score first, 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Villavicencio to third. Mascara up to second. Fanyas on for Jesus Baez. Baez 0 for 2 tonight. He's had a slow week, but he's got six homers on the year, 26 runs driven in. Righty on righty, first pitch. He takes a called strike at the knees. Slider makes it 0-1. Baez bats in an open stance, waves the bat up and down. Mets number 22 prospect, 0-1. High bouncer to short. Arnold backhands, throws to second for one. Beltre the turn. Not in time. Bang, bang play at first. Baez beats it out. That brings home another run. Villavicencio home from third, and the Mets lead grows to 2-0 in the fifth. Mascara moves to third. Fanyas is out number two, 6-4. Man on the corners for Jeffrey Rosa. Righty on righty. And the first pitch to the burly righty. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Righty warming up for the Jays out in the right field bullpen. This is probably going to be Bayo's only inning. 0-1. Rosa takes a slider for a called strike. He wants a review. So home plate umpire William Pascal turns, puts his earbud in, taps his head, and the call is reversed.
The strike has been overturned. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
That's a big difference right there, 0-2 and 1-1. Now Bayo's 1-1 pitch. After a pause, he spikes a fastball. Durant scoops it on the short hop. Nice play. 2-1. Rain with really good hands behind the plate, and that's something that has continued to improve as the season has gone on. Had the chance to show it off there. Not something that you really want to show off. 2-1, a wave and a miss. Good curveball there on the back door. And Bayo is a strike away from getting out of this jam with just two runs allowed. Man on the corners. Here's the 2-2 offer. Rosa pops it up out of play. We'll have a do-over. Rosa had a big season in the Dominican Summer League last year. 44 games, 277 with 15 homers. Now the next 2-2. Misses down and away. Knocked down by Duran. Runner goes from first, but Mascara stays put at third. Moves another runner into scoring position, though. Baez up to second. And the count is full, 3-2. First base open now with Vincent Perozzo, the cleanup man, waiting on deck. Bayo hunches in for the sign. He's got it. Sets at the belt. Takes a breath. Gives a look at the runners. Now looks home. And Rosa takes inside for ball four. Third walk of the inning issued by Felipe Bayo. And the bases are reloaded for Vincent Perozzo.
First baseman, number 13.
Jose Mayorga on the top step, but he's not going to come out yet. This late in the week, you can't really afford to burn through pitchers if they don't get through an inning. Perozzo 0 for 1 with a walk. Mets leading 2-0. Two runs in here in the fifth. First pitch popped up out of play. Towards the parking lot. 0-1. And parking lot might be a bit of a stretch. There are some grass spaces around the ballpark on each side. 0-1 misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Plenty of room to tailgate, though, especially on the first base side of the ballpark. Seen some folks embrace that. Always a fun part of coming to a game. 1-1. Perozzo whiffs on a breaking ball. Slider in the upper half makes it 1-2, and Bale once again is a strike away from getting out of the inning. Granted, two runs in, but Blue Jays still very much within striking distance. Only trailing 2-0 in the fifth. Zach Thornton dealing on the other side. Bale reads the sign. He's ready for the 1-2. And it's on the way. Perozzo fouls it off his ankle. He stays alive. Fouled it right into his ankle guard. That usually doesn't happen. For as much as you see guys wear those, he still finds a way to miss him. Next 1-2 from Bayo. Misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Big hole on the left side for Perozzo. Third baseman Toman shaded towards the hole at short. Arnold, the shortstop, playing up the middle. Bayo comes back with a 2-2 pitch. And it is driven high in the air, deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. Foul ball. Perozzo just a tick away from a grand slam. If he was just a millisecond later, it would have been his first homer. Instead, still two balls, two strikes. Crowd coming to life a little bit. Restless. Now the 2-2 again. Perozzo swings and misses on the fastball. Bayo reached back for 93 to set down Perozzo. Blue Jays nearly avert disaster. Two runs do score for the Mets, though. And they now lead it 2-0 as we go to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays trail 2-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. Mets scored twice thanks to two hits and four walks in the fifth inning. It'll be Aponte, Toman, and Arnold as the Blue Jays look for a response. First pitch to Joan Helaponte is a called strike from Zach Thornton. And it's 0-1. Aponte flied out to center in the second. The winding pitch misses in, almost hit Aponte. One ball, one strike. Thornton's season high is 5 innings. Back at the end of April, 1-1. Aponte rolls it foul, third base side. Thornton's out ahead, 1-2. He has been very efficient tonight, though. 52 pitches. And you look at his season high in pitches, it was 86. 1-2. Aponte takes up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So if this 5th inning goes well, and it's relatively short, and we're probably going to see Thornton back out for the 6th, especially considering how this bullpen has struggled. 2-2, Aponte lashes it down the left field line, but it's foul. By about 3 feet, Aponte just out ahead of a slider. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Aponte trying to heat his bat back up. He's shown he can do that in a hurry. Next 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside. Started as a ball. Almost came back for a strike. Good take from Aponte. Runs it full. Thornton with the payoff pitch. Aponte swings and misses in a high fastball. He's down on strikes for out number one. Third strikeout for Zach Thornton. Brings up Tucker Toman. Toman singled in the second. His first hit with his new walk-up song. First pitch to him. Misses inside for a ball. Blue Jays trailing 2-0. Bottom five. Toman changed that walk-up song before the series. 1-0. He takes a heater for a called strike at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike. Many baseball fans recognize that as Bryce Harper's walk-up song. The pitch. Toman lines it foul, third base side. 1-2. Song called Flowers. Some people call it a Bring Sally Up. That's basically Bring Sally Up, Bring Sally Down over and over. At least that part of the song. 1-2. Toman fouls it off, stays alive, still 1-2. So I asked Toman, oh, you must be a big Bryce Harper fan. And Tucker said, when I was a kid, growing up in South Carolina, I got a chance to go see Bryce in D.C., and that was his song. 1-2, another foul ball back to the screen. 1-2. All these years later, that's still Harper's walk-up song. Has been since he debuted. 1-2 offer. Toman takes way outside. He's battled it to 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's hard to believe that a player like Harper wouldn't change his walk-up song. He's included a few other songs, but he's never ditched that one, considering how superstitious ball players are. 2-2, another foul ball. Out of the ballpark on the third base side. Good battle from Toman here. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. It's cool that Toman's walk-up song now connected to a childhood memory. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside, and it hit him. It glanced him on the wrist. Looks like Tucker's okay. Sheds his ankle guard and trots on down to first. Blue Jays have a base runner.
Shortstop, number 4, Bryce Harper.
That brings up the Blue Jays, Bryce Arnold. 2-0 St. Lucie, bottom of the 5th. Arnold singled his first time in the 3rd inning. On a liner to left, was cut down on a double play. First pitch, in there for a called strike. Fastball dots the inside corner. Thornton, the 6'3 southpaw, Gives a look over at Tolman. Steps and throws over. It's late. Blue Jays haven't taken very aggressive leads against Thornton. They usually don't against lefties. Tolman a good runner. He swiped five bags. Maybe the Blue Jays try and make something happen here. 0-1, a rip and a miss. Arnold comes up empty on the fastball low. It's 0-2. Blue Jays with three hits. Mets with their two runs on two hits. No errors for either side. Thornton's 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Spotted up a fastball on the outside edge. Second strikeout of the inning for Zach Thornton brings up Gene Joseph.
Right fielder, number six, Gene Joseph.
Thornton's pitch count has climbed to 68, so he mentioned that he could come back out for the sixth. I guess we'll see. Tolman takes his lead off first. Gene Joseph, tying run at the plate. Blue Jays trailing 2-0. Stepping to throw over again. Late. Tucker back in standing. Gene grounded into a 5-4-3 double play in the third. His only at-bat so far tonight. First pitch. It's hit well. High in the air. Deep left center. Long run for everybody. It's Fanyas, the center fielder, who gets under it and makes the catch as Cuevas flies by behind him. Blue Jays make a little bit of noise in the fifth, but go scoreless again. Five shutout innings for Zach Thornton. To the sixth we go. 2-0 St. Lucie on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. As St. Lucie holds a 2-0 lead in the top of the sixth, T.J. Brock is in for Dunedin. Brock on a rehab assignment, first started in the complex league, now here with the Jays, and the first pitch to Colin Houck misses upstairs. Brock made one rehab appearance with the complex, threw a scoreless inning, struck out two, 1-0. Fastball in there for a called strike to Houck. It's 1-1. Houck 0-for-2, struck out looking in the fourth. Brock sporting long red sleeves. Brings some serious gas. Fastball in the mid to high 90s. Brock coming back from some inflammation. 1-1 misses up. Two balls, one strike. He's a guy with some closer's makeup. He was the closer for High A Vancouver last year. 2-1, a swing and a miss. Nasty cutter. Two balls, two strikes. Houck calls time. Brock drafted by Toronto in 2022 in the sixth round out of the Ohio State University. 2-2. Houck went around on a fastball down and outside. Brock sets him down on strikes. Cutter again. And Brock says, save that baseball. He wants to hang on to it. Maybe. Or he just wants to get rid of it. Either way, new baseball on Johairo Cuevas comes up. First pitch, a broken bat hopper to the second baseman, Beltre. He underhand scoops to first in time. Strikeout and a one-pitch ground out from T.J. Brock. He'll probably just go an inning here. On a 25-pitch limit. I'm sure if he works this inning really efficiently, he'll want to come back out for a second inning, but that may not be permitted. Rehabbers always on strict rules. Here's Jose Hernandez. He's reached twice, once on a walk. First pitch. Cutter, called strike. 0-1. Brock pitched four seasons in the Big Ten. He deals. Check swing from Hernandez. He went. It's 0-2. That was the slider. First time we've seen it from Brock because he hasn't really needed it. TJ trying to work a brief top of the sixth inning. He readies for the 0-2. And it's on the way. Miss is outside. Close on a cutter. Left side of the infield is ready to hop back to the dugout. They head back to their positions. Brock operating on the third base side of the rubber. Reads the sign from Duran and fires. Misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Brock in his final season as a Buckeye pitched a 3.78 ERA in 16 2/3 innings. Then pitched on the Cape in 2022. 2-2. Hernandez takes it. Called strike three. Cutter fooled him. Spot on from T.J. Brock in a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. He punches out two. Looks good as new. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays still trailing 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays offense largely has been red hot over the last few weeks, but not tonight. They trail the Mets 2-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. St. Lucie starter Zach Thornton has been great. He's only allowed three hits while striking out four. Five shutout frames. Back out for the sixth for the first time this season. First pitch to Arias. Misses down. And it's 1-0. Lefty on lefty matchup here. And Arias is usually pretty good against lefties. 280 hitter. 1-0 called strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Vic worked a walk in the first and then struck out looking in the third. Thornton deals and misses down. Two balls, one strike. In a game like this, where the lead is only two runs, a walk or something small like that could be enough to Throw Thornton off. 2-1. Arias hops it sharply to the second baseman, Mascheri. Backhands, throws across his body in time to first. One down. Here's Damiano Palmigiani. And his first rehab start here with the DJs. 0 for 2 with a line out to center. Nice diving play from Willie Fanyas to take a hit away in the fourth. First pitch to the righty. Popped up behind home plate. Out of play. 0-1. If you look up Palmigiani's bio or look up his name on any roster, it says birthplace, Caracas, Venezuela. He was born in Venezuela and then moved to Canada when he was a kid and grew up in British Columbia. 0-1. He takes a fastball a touch high. One ball, one strike. He said after he moved, he kind of got a little bit into baseball. Was introduced to it. 1-1. He takes on the inside edge. Fastball at 90, makes it 1-2. But then Palmigiani said he quickly picked up that the Blue Jays were the country's team. 1-2, a check swing on a breaking ball he held up. Two balls, two strikes. So the Blue Jays were on TV every night, and that's what Damiano watched. That sucked him into baseball even more, and now here he is. 2-2, pulled sharply through the left side for a base hit. Palmigiani with a base knock. Blue Jays have a one-out base runner. Brings up Peyton Williams.
First baseman, number 24, Peyton Williams.
Blue Jays behind 2-0 to St. Lucie, bottom six. Williams 0 for 2, two groundouts. One to the second baseman in the first, one to the shortstop in the fourth. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Williams lines it foul under the screen on the third base side. It's 0-1. Palmigiani, a good runner off first base. Probably won't steal here, being held on by Perozzo. Pitch, misses down. Pops out of Hernandez mitt. One ball, one strike. Williams, the type of player that can change the game with one swing. Big power bat from the left side. Said he played some football in high school out in Iowa. 1-1. Misses outside. Pops out of Hernandez mitt again. Having some trouble on the receiving end. Two balls, one strike. Palmigiani stays put at first. Blue Jays being shut out. 2-0, bottom six. Thornton sets and deals. Williams late on a slider. 2-2. Third baseman Villavicencio playing well off the line. He's basically the shortstop here. Jesus Baez straight up the middle. So opportunities lie on the opposite side of the field for Williams. Thornton steps off, steps back on, fires. And Williams chops it foul to the on-deck circle. Manny Beltre puts it to the bat boy. Still two balls, two strikes. Thornton at 82 pitches now, coming up on a season high. It was 86, set last week in a start against Clearwater. Came out of the bullpen later in the week. 2-2, misses outside, runs it full, 3-2. Curveball couldn't find the zone. Count is full with Beltre, the team's RBI leader, waiting on deck. Palmigiani with a short lead off first. Here's the payoff. Williams with a bouncer over the mound to the shortstop Baez. Scoops it up on a short hop. Throws to first low, but in time. Got Williams by a step. Big fellow was hustling. But he's out number two.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
That does move Paul Maggiani into scoring position for Beltre. Man on second, two outs. Beltre 0 for 1 with a hit by pitch. 2-0 St. Lucie. Bottom six. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch. Beltre takes a called strike on a fastball that nibbles the outside corner, 0-1. Lights are on, just now starting to take full effect. Very little sunlight left. Hazy sunshine tonight. 0-1. Beltre pops it up first base side, and it floats over the screen, out of play, into the seats. Rolls into the concourse. Two youngsters just about have a wrestling match for it. We've got a Little League team in the house tonight. They had the opportunity to take the field with the DJs. That's always special, something that they'll remember for a long time. One thing that was really neat, during the anthem, how they stood there with the Jays. 0-2. Beltre watches a fastball high. Paul Maggiani looked back to second, 1-2. Paul Maggiani came out. He's the DH, so he didn't have his hat. So what he did was he asked the youngster that came out of the dugout with him, hey, can I borrow your hat? And he put it over his heart. I'm sure that kid got a big kick out of that. Thornton calls time. Beltre steps out of the box, resets. He's driven in 26 runs in 45 games. Thornton turns and looks Paul Maggiani back. Thornton's pace dramatically slowing down here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Thornton shakes off Hernandez, now sees the sign he wants, sets at the belt, the 1-2. Beltre pops it up into shallow left. Baez out. The shortstop calls for it. He's got it. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get a single from Damiano Paul Maggiani, but they strand him on second base. Blue Jays shut out through six. It's 2-0 St. Lucie on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a brief rehab appearance from TJ Brock, including two strikeouts in the sixth inning, Irv Carter takes over for the seventh as the Blue Jays trail 2-0 to St. Lucie. Six shutout innings from Zach Thornton on the other side. It'll be 8-9-1 here for the Mets. Starting with Kevin Villavicencio against the right-hander Carter. He winds and deals. Villavicencio takes a cutter for a called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Villavicencio singled and scored in the fifth inning. A two-run rally that's the difference in this game. 0-1. Villavicencio reaches out, flares one foul. First base side out of play. It's 0-2. Carter with a 3.95 ERA, 12 appearances, 27 and a third. He deals. Via Vicencio pops it into shallow right. Long run for everybody, and it dumps down in front of Gene Joseph for a duck snort single. Just a little flare. Looks like a line drive in the book.
Second baseman.
Man aboard for Diego Mosquera. Mosquera 1-for-2. Left stranded on third base after a single in the fifth. Righty on righty, first pitch. Cutter just misses the outside edge. Ball one. 2-0 St. Lucie. Game 5 of a 6-game set. Mets won last night to snap an 8-game losing streak. Throw over to first is late. Via Vicencio back in with a dive. Mets had a really rough May. They're probably happy now that it's in the rearview mirror. 1-0, a wave and a miss. Cutter again. One ball, one strike. This ball game has flown by. Already in the top of the seventh. Played just about an hour and a half. Set in the 1-1. Mosquera takes a called strike. Carter dropped to a knee on the mound just in case Via Vicencio was going. One ball, two strikes. Carter sets down at the belt, kicks and deals, and Mosquera lines it out of play. First base side. We'll have a do-over. That set position, something that Carter has adjusted. Originally set up near the chin. He said that kind of made it hard to turn and look at the runner over at first. 1-2, Via Vicencio goes. Pitch misses up and in. Throw down is offline and into center field. Via Vicencio stops at second. He settles for a stolen base. So a man in scoring position now for Mosquera. Carter pitched earlier this week. Threw two innings. Allowed two earned runs. Struck out two. Didn't walk anybody. And generally, that command has been the barometer for Carter. Via Vicencio dances back and forth off second. 2-2, flared into shallow center. Aponte races in, makes the catch. Via Vicencio stops at second. Throw over the cutoff man, Arnold, to Toman at third. But no harm, no foul. Mosquera's out number one.
Center fielder, number 22, Willie Fanyas.
Here's Willie Fanyas. We'll get some words of encouragement from a young Mets fan behind home plate. Now looking down there, there are some Mets fans in the very first row, occupying about five seats in a row. First pitch to Fanyas. Has a called strike on a changeup. 0-1. It's a good changeup from Carter, primarily used against lefties, but with the run that it has to his arm side, it can be effective against anybody. 0-1. Fanyas chases a slider downstairs. 0-2. Those Mets fans in the front row probably pretty happy. St. Lucie on top, 2-0. It's a Mike Piazza black Mets jersey and a David Wright blue jersey. Carter ready for the 0-2. Fanyas swings through it. Cutter tied him up on the inside edge. Nasty. Two down. First strikeout for Carter. Brings up Jesus Baez. Irv trying to keep Kevin Via Vicencio on second base. Baez 0-for-3 with the fielder's choice. Mets trying to add a run to their 2-0 lead. First pitch misses in. Cutter didn't cut there. 1-0. St. Lucie in their traveling gray. St. Lucie across the chest in blue trimmed in orange. Blue Jays in their home whites. 1-0. Baez lines it fair past the reach of Toman. It bounces off the sidewall and left. That'll score a run via Vicencio in standing. Baez heading to second. The throw is late. It's an RBI double for Jesus Baez, and the Mets lead swells to 3-0 in the top of the seventh.
Right fielder, number 58, Jeffrey Rosa.
Got out in front of the cutter. Barreled it up. And you read the scouting reports on Baez, they all say the ball just sounds a little bit different coming off his bat. And that was a good example right there. Baez in scoring position for Jeffrey Rosa. First offer in there for a called strike. Fastball at 92, makes it 0-1. Rosa 0-2 with a walk. The pitch lined over Toman into left field again. Baez loses his helmet around third. He'll score. And Rosa stops at first with an RBI single. Mets double their lead now. 4-0 in the top of the seventh. It's a two-out rally.
First baseman, number 13, Vincent.
And Edward Duran comes out from behind home plate just to settle things down a little bit with Carter. Gives him a pat on the back and heads back behind home plate. So it's a two-run rally for the Mets. They scored twice in the fifth and now twice here in the seventh. Home plate umpire William Pascal takes a moment to take out his notepad out of his front pocket, keeping track of mound visits. Has some kind of a scorecard there. And here's Vincent Perozzo. First pitch to the lefty. Called strike at the letters. It's challenged. So Perozzo employing that challenge, and now the Mets lose it as the call is upheld. Man, Pascal, home plate umpire, pulled an earbud out of his front pocket. It's like a bag of tricks there. Scorecard. Pen, earbud, 0-1. Perozzo takes inside, close, and the Blue Jays want a challenge now. Is it a strike? No, sir. That's a ball. So it's 1-1. Some fans clap. For William Pascal, maybe? They must be Mets fans. Still got to feel vindicating for Pascal. 1-1, misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. Carter, a long reliever, will probably go two innings. Goes two innings more often than not. Sets below the belt in an open stance and deals. And misses a touch outside on a cutter. Three balls, one strike. Perozzo walked in the second. Hasn't reached since. Ground out to short in the fourth and a strikeout swinging in the fifth. Mets fans making noise. 3-1. Hammered foul into the screen. A foul ball like that is why we have nets. Looks like a fan down the line there covering her mouth in horror. Maybe thinking about what would have happened if the net wasn't there. Quite the jump scare, even if there is a screen. Count is full now, 3-2. Carter deals. Pitch is popped up behind home plate. Up towards the last rows of seats, and it falls onto the roof. Fans looking up. Will it come down? Doesn't look like it. No souvenir. We'll have another payoff with two outs. Rosa on first. Carter fires. Perozzo fouls it off. The battle rages on. Mets lead up to 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Two runs on three hits here in the seventh. Carter nods at Duran, trying to get this game to the stretch. Next 3-2. Misses down and inside, ball four. Rosso walks up to second base. Perozzo walks to first. Two on with two out for Colin Houck. And Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, will come out. First walk of the inning there for Merv. Whole infield has a get together here. Now might be a good time to take a quick look around the out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out of town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard. Looks like all games still in progress. In the middle of a no-hitter in Clearwater, Lakeland leading 1-0, Threshers being no-hit through six. We'll keep an eye on that one. Tampa and Palm Beach in extras. Tampa's leading 5-3 on the road, bottom of the 10th. More later. Men on first and second, two outs. Mets with two runs in, leading 4-0 in the top of the 7th. First pitch to Houck. Lined foul into the screen. Makes a funny noise as it dings off the metal pole above the Blue Jays dugout. 0-1. Houck hitless tonight. Two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. Carter pauses and pitches. Houck flares it into shallow left. That dumps down for a base hit. Rosa around third. Joseph's throw goes towards third. It's late. The line keeps on moving for St. Lucie in the seventh. It's an RBI single for Colin Houck to drive in Rosa. It's now 5-0. Here's the eighth batter of the inning, Johairo Cuevas. This one's starting to get away. Carter trying to prevent that from happening anymore. Man on the corners for Cuevas. First pitch, a little tapper back to the mound. Carter sprints to it, scoops it up, gathers, throws to first just in time. The throw took Peyton Williams into the baseline. He snagged it, pulled his hand away. And that ends a long top of the seventh inning. Mets scored three times thanks to four hits. They now lead 5-0. Time to stretch. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. After six strong innings from Zach Thornton, Jorge De Leon, and the Mets bullpen takes over as they lead 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Edward Duran misses outside. That's 1-0. De Leon, the towering right-hander, 6'5", 180. Rocks and fires. Durant takes down and outside again. Fastball at 94. Two balls, no strikes. De Leon with an ERA that is not something you want to mutter. Ground ball up the middle, past the mound, scooped up by Mascara, throws to first, off balance in time. Nice play.
Center fielder, number 25, Joan Helaponte.
Brings up Joan Helaponte as Mascara takes a hit away from Duran. He's now 1-for-3. Helaponte comes to the plate 0-for-2. So Jorge De Leon has only thrown 2/3 of an inning. He's thrown or allowed 2 earned runs, so his ERA is 27. First pitch to Aponte, misses down for a ball. And Kaser just joining us. First of all, thank you. To get you up to speed, Mets scored twice in the fifth, and then a rally last half inning. Pitch to Aponte in there for a called strike, 1-1. 3 runs on 4 hits for the Mets against Irv Carter in the seventh. De Leon kicks and fires, and Aponte watches a fastball sail high. 2 balls, 1 strike. The Mets have not won back-to-back games in some time. 2-1. Aponte thought about going around on a curveball. He held up and takes a called strike. 2-2. Last set of back-to-back wins for the Mets, May 1st and 2nd. 2-2, a swing and a miss. It's a drop third strike. Hernandez quickly gathers to tag out Aponte. 2 up, 2 down in the bottom of the 7th for the Jays. Here's Tucker Tolman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Tolman has been aboard twice. Single and a hit by pitch. First pitch to the lefty. Misses outside for a ball, 1-0. It's St. Lucie 5, Blue Jays nothing. Bottom of the 7th. Tolman in his open stance. Swats the bat back and forth, 1-0. And he takes fastball outside as Hernandez drops the ball again. He gives a look at his glove as if to say, what are you doing? 2 balls, no strikes. De Leon with a toss. Tolman jumps out of the way. Fastball that missed near his front ankle. Probably all black and blue after he fouled the ball off of it earlier this week. Wanted no part of that pitch. 3-0. Blue Jays have come back from deficits before, trying to do it again tonight. 3-0. Tolman takes a called strike. Fastball at 95. A little bit harder than the velo that we saw from Zach Thornton, starter for St. Lucie. 3-1. Tolman fouls it straight back into the screen. Runs it full, 3-2. Thornton's final line, 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Not overpowering, but he got outs. Efficiently, too. New season high in innings for him. Payoff pitch to Tucker. Is lifted high in the air, deep left center. It's going to stay in the yard. Fanyas is under it, and the center fielder makes the catch. The Blue Jays go down in order in the bottom of the 7th. It's a goose egg in the runs column for the Jays through 7. 5-0 St. Lucie on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's St. Lucie 5, Blue Jays nothing. Irv Carter trying to hold the score right here as he comes out for his second inning of work. His first one, last inning, 3 runs on 4 hits for the Mets. Carter will face Jose Hernandez to open the frame. First pitch, called strike. Fastball on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. We didn't see a whole lot of that fastball in that seventh. More the cutter and slider. A 1 toss. Hernandez checks his swing on a cutter downstairs. He didn't go. 1-1. Hernandez walked and then scored in the fifth. When the Mets scored twice on 2 hits. That was against Felipe Bello. The 1-1. Hernandez checks his swing again on a pitch high. Another appeal and another no swing from Allen Bryan. 2-1. Nolan Perry, the starter for the Jays, was a bright spot tonight. 2-1, sails high. 3-1. Perry went 4 1/3 innings, hitless. No runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Season high in innings for him, if I'm not mistaken. 3-1. Hernandez swings through it. Cutter, good pitch from Carter. It's full, 3-2. Irv trying to prevent a leadoff walk. He gets the baseball back, operating from the first base side of the slab. Into his motion, the payoff pitch. Hernandez swings and misses for strike 3. Cutter doing the dirty work again. Out number 1. St. Lucie leads at 5-0. Here's Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio 2-for-3, 2 singles, 2 runs scored, including 1 last inning. First offer, jam shot pop up into left. Arias comes in, routine for him. He makes the catch. 2 quick outs for Carter. Here's Diego Mosquera, the 9-batter.
Second baseman, number 1, Diego Mosquera.
Mosquera 1-for-3. Had a knock back in the fifth. 5-0 Mets, top of the eighth. Righty on righty, first pitch, misses up and in. Mosquera leans out of the way. Probably getting his back stretches in. Carter nods at Duran. He deals. And Mosquera takes outside, 2-0. It'll be Arnold, Joseph, and Arias due up in the bottom of the eighth. Mets lead 5-0. This is a rare exception this week. All 4 games prior to tonight have been real close. 2-0, called strike on the outside edge. 2-1. It's challenged. Mosquera says, not so fast. I think that's a ball, and he's wrong.
The call of strike has been confirmed.
Call is confirmed. Mets have 1 challenge left. Blue Jays also have 1. Carter's 2-1 pitch. Misses low and away. No challenge needed there. That's a ball. 3-1. Lights have taken full effect now. Under a navy blue sky. Clear skies tonight. No rain, thankfully. 3-1. Mosquera takes a cutter outside, ball 4. And that extends the inning for the top of the lineup when Willy Fanyas
Now batting number 22, Willie Funyuns.
It's Cancer Awareness Night at TD Ballpark, and before the game, we had some folks from one of the organizations out that distributed some pink rubber duckies around the ballpark. So usually, you know, youngsters are running around looking for foul balls. First pitch to Funyuns. Liner foul on the first base side. It's 0-1. Mets trying to grow their 5-0 lead top of the eighth. But it appears, or rather sounds like, those ducks squeak. Time called. As Gene Joseph gives away a souvenir down the right field line and to fetch that foul ball. So all that squeaking you hear, those are ducks. Rubber ducks. Pink rubber ducks, to be exact. 0-1. Funyuns with an awkward swing and a miss. A slider. That's a sword right there. 0-2. Carter trying to work a scoreless eighth after that damage in the seventh. He sets at the belt, deals home, and it hit him. Slider got him inside, and Funyuns reaches. So it's back-to-back free passes with two outs. Two on, two down for Jesus Baez, who started that rally last inning with an RBI double.
Shortstop, number 26, Jesus Baez.
Baez, 1-for-4. That RBI two-bagger is only hit tonight. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. A little overeager there on the fastball upstairs. It's 0-1. Baez just turned 19 in February over the offseason. Was one of the youngest players in the Florida Complex League last year. Now one of the younger ones in the Florida State League. 0-1. Baez lines it over Arnold into shallow left. Mascara motors around third. He scores. Throw goes to second where Funyuns dives back in safely. And Jesus Baez has another RBI. The lead burgeons to 6-0 for St. Lucie in the eighth.
Right fielder, number 58, Jeffrey Rosa.
And that'll be all for Irv Carter. Jose Mayorga, the Blue Jays manager, out of the dugout. He will make the call for Alejandro Alcalde. We'll keep it right here, and we'll take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out-of-town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard in Dunedin. We mentioned that there was a no-hitter in progress, and that's still going in Clearwater, now through 7 innings. They're in the top of the eighth. Lakeland has added a run of insurance over first-place Clearwater. They lead 2-0. Again, we'll keep tabs on that one. Bottom of the sixth in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles lead 3-1 over Bradenton. Top of the sixth in Daytona. It's all Tortugas tonight. 13-1. Jupiter getting 3 hit. Bradenton and Fort Myers played a doubleheader today. Game one went the way of Fort Myers. 8-3, the final score there. And final score from Palm Beach tonight. Tampa wins in extras 5-3 over the Cardinals. So that's the action from around the Florida State League tonight here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays trailing 6-0 after that RBI single from Jesus Baez drove in Mascara. Alejandro Alcalde trying to limit the damage right here. He'll get square off against Jeffrey Rosa. Rosa's reached his last two times. Had an RBI single last inning. Alcalde, a right-hander, made an appearance earlier this week. Blew a save. It was only in the sixth inning, though. Still goes in the book as a blown save. BS for short. One inning. One earned run. One walk, one strikeout. First pitch to Rosa. Misses low and away. Sliding backhanded stop from Duran. 1-0. Alcalde with a 4.57 earned run average. 21 and two-thirds innings. Opponents hitting 218 against him. His 1-0. Rosa takes outside, close. Edward Duran points the mid out at Alcalde as if to say good pitch. 2-0. Mets fans making some noise in the Blue Jays' house. 2-0, a swing and a miss. Swung through a slider. All those Mets fans sitting behind home plate still there. Fair amount of Blue Jays gear in the house as well, as you might expect. 2-1. Misses down and away. Another good block from Duran. Working hard. Mets are one of those fan bases that have fans all over the country. And obviously you can say the same for the Blue Jays, but a different country in Canada. 3-1. Rosa takes a called strike. He wants a challenge, though. He thought it was ball four. Drum roll, please. It is a strike. So the call is upheld. The count is full on Rosa.
The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
A lot of New Yorkers everywhere. That especially holds true with Yankees fans, but Mets fans not too far behind. Payoff pitch is pulled foul. We'll do it again. Both runners get a head start there. They head back to their stations. Fanyas off second. Baez over at first after an RBI single that made it 6-0. Top of the eighth. Baez dances off first, not being held by Williams. The next 3-2 to Rosa on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Duran drops the ball. He tags out Rosa, and that ends the inning. So Eliander Alcalde comes on and gets the job done. Strands runners on first and second, but the Mets do get another run on an RBI single from Jesus Baez against Carter. It's now 6-0. St. Louis Lucie over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays need some late runs. They trail 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Jorge De Leon back out, working for St. Lucie. Square off against Bryce Arnold to open the inning. First pitch, misses up. Ball one. After some St. Lucie fans were chanting, "Let's go Mets," last half inning. Somebody's cooked up a response. "Let's go Blue Jays." Indeed. 1-0. Called strike on the outside edge. 1-1. Arnold 1-for-2 tonight. Single and a strikeout. Single came back in the third. The wind and the pitch. Arnold takes off speed for a called strike on the inside edge. 82 on the slide piece. 1-2. Arnold debuting a lighter bat this week. That's in terms of color. Very light tan. De Leon has the sign and the pitch. Misses inside, and it hit him. It just glanced Arnold. So he'll head on down to first base. He reaches for the second time tonight. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on. Here's Gene Joseph.
Right fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
Joseph 0 for 2, rolled into a 5-4-3 double play and also flied out to center in the fifth. Blue Jays down 6-0, trying to start this rally now. First pitch, a wave and a miss. A big swing from Joseph, makes it 0-1. Hey, we mentioned those Mets fans behind home plate. There's a Milwaukee Brewers fan on the concourse wearing a bright gold shirt, Brewers hat turned backwards, 0-1. Joseph leans out of the way of a high fastball. 1-1. And get this, he's talking to a fan wearing a Kansas City Monarchs jersey, a Negro Leagues jersey. That's a great find. 1-1. Joseph with another swing and a miss through a slider. 1-2. These minor league games always fun because you just never know what type of gear you're going to see. Even at a Major League Baseball game, most people, when they know they're going to a game, they look in their closet and probably think, okay, what do I have that's sports? Not even baseball, but just sports. 1-2, misses high and outside, glances off Fernandez mitt, and Arnold trots on down to second base. So the Blue Jays with a man in scoring position for Joseph. 2-2. Dunedin trying to avoid a shutout. They've been shut out twice, and they've shut out two opponents. So 2-2 in those shutouts. De Leon sets below the belt. Gives a look at Arnold. Fires. And Joseph hops it. Foul on the third base side. A loud foul ball. Still 2-2. Outside those Little League jerseys, not much other unique apparel. We'll keep you updated if we see anything funny. De Leon, the big fella, 6'5", big frame, leans in for the sign. Has it from Hernandez, the pitch. Joseph with a check swing, he went. Strike 3. Joseph now 0-3, one away for Victor Arias.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Man in scoring position for him. Blue Jays down 6-0 to St. Lucie. De Leon steps off the mound before the first pitch. Arias 0-2. Walked in the first, struck out in the third, grounded out in the sixth. First pitch. A slider drops low. And Hernandez wanted a challenge, and that wish was not granted. As the Mets are out of challenges. And now Hernandez heads out to the mound, wants to bring the infield together. At least some of them. The corners. Vincent Perozzo from first, Kevin Villavicencio from third. Covering their mouths with their gloves, just in case. No lip readers here, at least upstairs. One and oh on Arias. Christian Feliz now in the on-deck circle for Damiano Palmigiani. His night is done after 3 at-bats. Typically how those rehab starts go. Slated amount of ABs. 1-0. Arias takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. The next step for Paul Maggiani, maybe after a day off, will be playing the field or playing a full game at DH and so on and so forth. So he finishes his night 1-for-3 with a single. 2-0 to Arias. Misses outside. Three balls, no strikes. That Paul Maggiani single was the Blue Jays' last hit back in the sixth. They could use another one here. Big hole on the left side for Vic. 3-0. He takes all the way and takes a called strike. A mini Soto shuffle there as he kind of stepped forward in the box. He wasn't going to swing at that. He'll have the green light here. 3-1 pitch. Arias pops it up into shallow left. Via Vicencio ranges out down the line. He's under it and makes the two-handed grab. Arnold back to second. Arias is out number two. And here's Christian Feliz for the first time tonight. Home plate umpire William Pascal noting that Feliz has now entered the game in the DH spot. So no change in the field. You wonder what an umpire scorecard looks like. It's just a lineup card, I think. Both teams' lineup cards. Pascal confirms with Mayorga. Hey, straight switch. Mayo says, of course. 1-for-1 here. Blue Jays down 6-0, bottom eight. Trying not to leave Arnold on second base. Continuing a trend from last night's loss. Blue Jays have struggled with men on. First pitch. Feliz with a check swing, called strike. A change up on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Blue Jays left a season high 15 men on base last night. Went 1-for-12 with men in scoring position. 0-1, a hopper foul. Into the Blue Jays dugout. It's 0-2. Well, even in a game like this, hasn't been the Blue Jays' night, 6-0. But when a guy like Feliz steps into the box, can't take your eyes off it. 0-2. Feliz lays off. Fastball down and in near the shoot tops. 1-2. Christian with 9 homers, second in the Florida State League, and he has hit some majestic shots this year. Just a fun player to watch. Peyton Williams, another guy that can hit some bombs, he waits on deck. 1-2. Feliz swings and misses for strike 3. Arnold stranded on second base after he was hit with a pitch to open the inning. Blue Jays offense just can't get it started tonight. They trail 6-0 as we go to the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing. Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Calm skies overhead at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Night hasn't been so beautiful for the DJs, though, as they trail St. Lucie 6-0 as we go to the top of the ninth. Aleander Alcalde deals the first pitch to Vincent Perozzo, rolled towards the middle. Beltre stabs it in shallow right, throws to first in time. On the money. Difficult play there. One pitch, one out, brings up Colin Houck. Houck drove in a run in the seventh inning. Part of a three-run rally that really busted this game open for the Mets. Three runs on four hits. They added another run in the eighth to make it 6-0. Houck 1-for-4. Alcalde in his first full inning. First pitch to Houck. Misses up and in. It's 1-0. Earlier today, over in the stadium front offices, we got one of the strangest phone calls we've ever gotten to the box office. 1-0. How cops it foul. Third base side. Look out in the dugout. Everybody ducks for cover. One ball, one strike. Mitch, the box office manager, picked up his phone. And a fan on the line said, "Hey, I bought a ticket to your game on accident." 1-1 popped up. First base side out of play. 1-2. And Mitch answered, "What does that mean? You buy a ticket to our game on accident?" So this fan on the line bought a ticket to last night's game and couldn't come. So Mitch dug into it, trying to find out what's going on. Everybody in the office is kind of looking around the corner. 1-2 misses down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Thinking, what the heck is going on? Just sounded like a weird call. And then all of a sudden, Mitch laughed. Took a turn. 2-2. Houck lines it high in the air into right. Joseph running back. He looks up and it's gone. Colin Houck with his first pro homer. An opposite field shot that carries over the fence in right. Can't help but crack a little bit of a smile as he crosses home plate. That makes it 7-0 St. Lucie.
Left fielder number 19, Johairo Cuevas.
Here's Johairo Cuevas. Mets have now scored in three straight frames. Cuevas 0-for-3, first pitch. He takes low and in, and it's 1-0. So anyways, back to the story. Before maybe we get interrupted again. 1-0 from Alcalde. Cuevas takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Mitch asked this fan, "What do you mean you accidentally bought a ticket?" Usually that's an excuse. Fan looking for a refund. 2-0. Cuevas takes a called strike on the inside edge. 2-1. And the fan specified, she said, "I meant to go to TD Bank Ballpark." 2-1, misses downstairs, check swing, he didn't go. 3-1. TD Bank Ballpark is in Somerset, New Jersey, home of the Somerset Patriots. 3-1. Cuevas takes up and away, that's ball four. One out walk. Man aboard for Jose Hernandez. So this poor fan bought tickets to the game last night, thinking that she bought tickets to the Somerset Patriots game, and then she showed up at the ballpark, TD Bank Ballpark, not TD Ballpark, and the folks at the gate said, "Hey, you're in the wrong state." First pitch to Hernandez, called strike. And it's 0-1. Of course, TD Bank Ballpark, or TD Ballpark, not to be confused with TD Ameritrade. A one misses down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. That, of course, home to the College World Series in Omaha. 1-1 on Hernandez. Mets leading 7-0, top of the ninth. First pitch. Rather 1-1, misses down and outside. 2-1. So when you look up TD Ballpark on Wikipedia, at the very top, it says, not to be confused with TD Bank Ballpark or TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha. 2-1. Hernandez with a swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now, that fan did indeed confuse TD Ballpark with TD Bank Ballpark. They say you never know what you're going to see when you show up at the ballpark every day, but you also never know what you're going to hear on the phone. 2-2. This is a touch low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 7-0 Mets. Hernandez hitless tonight. 0-for-3 with a walk. The payoff popped up. Behind first base, Williams ranges back and foul ground now, still tailing after it, and he makes the catch. Throwback to first is late. Alcalde covers the bag, and there's two down. Here's Villavicencio.
Third baseman, number 3, Kevin Villavicencio.
Mets with a run in on a solo homer from Houck. First pitch to Villavicencio is a called strike, and it's 0-1. So the Mets scored twice in the fifth, three times in the seventh, and once in the eighth, once in the ninth. Blue Jays with a goose egg in their runs column. They'll try and change that in the bottom half. 0-1, line drive into center, and it'll drop in front of Aponte. So it's 2-on with 2 out. For Diego Mosquera.
Second baseman, number 1, Diego Mosquera.
These two teams will be back at it tomorrow. I almost said 6:30 first pitch. Not the case on Sunday. ESPN is not coming to town. We won't be playing Sunday night baseball. High noon first pitch tomorrow. Long pause in the first offer. Called strike on the inside edge. 0-1. Hey, quite the deal. We'll let you in on. Just between us here. Good ticket deal. Every Sunday home game. 0-1. Check swing. Duran knocks it down. 1 ball, 1 strike. If you get a downtown merchant receipt from Sunday, so if you go downtown and eat some breakfast or you buy a coffee, you bring that receipt to the box office, you can trade it in for a free ticket. For kids 15 and under, 1-1 misses in. 2 balls, 1 strike. So maybe you're outside the ballpark tonight. Maybe you're here and the kids are begging, can we go again? Can we go again? Hey, free tickets up for grabs if you go and support some local business first. Heck of a deal. 2-1. Mosquera flares it into center, and it's past the reach of Beltre into center. Aponte comes up throwing. He eats it. It's an RBI single for Diego Mosquera. All Mets tonight, 8-0 in the top of the ninth.
Center fielder, number 22, Willy Fañas.
Brings up Willy Fañas, the leadoff man. Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, will come out. So Cuevas scores. Villavicencio moves over to third. Men on the corners for Fañas with two down. Over in the St. Lucie dugout, they might be thinking, it is about time. We have a little breathing room in a game. No lead has felt safe for them this year, especially this week, especially on the road. They've been walked off 9 times. But they lead 8-0, top of the ninth. Squandering this lead would take a meltdown of epic proportions. First pitch to Fañas. Misses down and away for a ball. Bat boy hustles behind home plate. Equipment in hand. Races into the third base dugout. So Alcalde comes back with a 1-0 and misses outside. Doesn't look like there's anybody throwing out in the Blue Jays bullpen, so this is important for Alcalde to buckle down here. Get out of this inning. He's at 31 pitches, 2-0. Fanyas pops it up out of play. Two balls, one strike. Because you do not want to have to burn another arm for tomorrow. You got to play the long game here. We mentioned earlier in the week the Blue Jays are down a few bullpen arms. 2-1 pitch. Fanyas pops it up out of play again. Alcalde's battled back. Two balls, two strikes. So looking ahead to tomorrow, if Sebastian Espino is available, he could pitch. Don't think he is. Jordan Powell will be available. Pitch misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Aaron Munson. And Kai Peterson are the guys most likely to go. So maybe you're a family member of one of those guys. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. 3-2 misses up. That's ball four. Base is loaded up for Jesus Baez, who's really salvaged his night in the late stages.
Shortstop number 26, Jesus Baez.
Baez came into his 7th inning AB 0-3, and then he roped an RBI double against Irv Carter, then had an RBI single in the 8th against Carter. Chance for a few more ribbies here. Bases loaded, 8-0 Mets. First pitch popped up. Behind us, it's a souvenir. Look out in the parking lot. 0-1. St. Lucie fans loud and proud tonight. Cheering on Baez, 0-1. Misses low and away, gets by Duran. Runner to the plate. No, he makes a U-turn. Now the throw goes to second, and Beltre has to dive to keep it in the infield. Alcalde threw that ball to second, and Beltre had to dive like it was a ground ball. You do indeed see something new every day. And that is especially the case in single A. One ball, one strike on Baez. Fans trying to get him to 30 RBIs. 1-1, fouled back. 1-2. Hey, let's check in on the out-of-town scoreboard, see if that no-hitter went through. It didn't. Clearwater got a hit in the 8th inning. They still trail Lakeland 2-0, though. If you're looking for positives. 1-2. Baez fouls it off, out of play. Another souvenir. He's feeling generous this at-bat. 1-2. How about this date in baseball history? One of the most consequential days in baseball history. June 1st, 1920. 1-2, check swing from Baez on a pitch in the dirt. He did not go. Plate umpire William Pascal throws a new baseball out to Alcalde. Two balls, two strikes. Babe Ruth, an accomplished pitcher, is acquired by the Yankees from the Red Sox. Time called by Baez. That was over the offseason, but he made his Yankees debut. The pitch misses downstairs. Duran knocks it down, runs it full, 3-2. Nowhere to put Baez here. Bases full of Mets. 8-0, top of the ninth. This could get ugly. So Ruth made his Yankees pitching debut, batting cleanup on this date in 1920. Beginning of an era. Payoff pitch. Chopper to the left side of the infield. Arnold gloves it. Throws to first in time. And the inning is over. But not before the Mets get two more runs. It is going to take a whale of a comeback for the Blue Jays. They'll try it. Bottom of the ninth. They trail 8-0 St. Lucie on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Some tunes by Olivia Rodrigo take us to the bottom of the ninth inning. And if Olivia were a Dunedin Blue Jays fan, she could probably write an angst-filled song about this ball game. St. Lucie 8, Blue Jays nothing, going to the bottom of the ninth. Jorge De Leon is back out, and he's going to try and shut this down himself. After six innings from Zach Thornton, De Leon out for his third inning of relief work. We'll get Williams, Beltran, Duran here. Starting with Peyton Williams, who's 0-for-3 tonight with three groundouts. First pitch. Williams swings and foul tips it. And to Jose Hernandez Mitt, it's 0-1. De Leon with the wind in the pitch. Williams with a wave and a miss. It's 0-2. De Leon with three strikeouts in his three innings. Looking for a fourth, his 0-2 pitch. Misses outside, one ball, two strikes. Williams in his rehab assignment. This is his third game of it. He looked at the Blue Jays lineup tonight with Pomegiani, Williams in there. 1-2, Williams lines it into the gap in right center. It's down for a hit. Williams will stop it first with a single. That's got to feel good for Peyton. His first hit of the rehab assignment with the DJs. Starts the bottom of the ninth. Got to start somewhere. Blue Jays trailing 8-0.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manny Beltre. Beltre 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. First pitch. Check swing on a high fastball. Did he go? No appeal, which means he didn't. Ball one. But you look at this Blue Jays lineup with the two rehabbers, the way the Blue Jays have been swinging it lately, you think, oh, could be a big night. 1-0. Beltre lifts it high in the air into left, sends Cuevas back in front of the track. He circles back, dances towards center, and makes the catch. That ball is twisting around for a bit.
But
Beltre's out number one. Blue Jays are going to have to do it. Their final two outs. Williams over at first. 8-0 Mets over the Jays. Bottom nine. But, you know, baseball's a funny game sometimes. Sometimes you can think one thing and it goes the exact opposite way. First pitch to Duran. Misses in. He jumps out of the way. 1-0. De Leon at 39 pitches. He's been efficient. Williams not being held over at first. The pitch. Duran swings and misses on a slider. 1-1. If you're Williams here, do you try for second on the defensive indifference? I'm sure he'd like to. And then tell his friends, hey, I stole a base tonight. 1-1. Duran swings through a slider. One ball, two strikes. Williams probably won't try it. Who knows? Mets probably wouldn't throw. Task at hand is Duran. 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. 1-2. Misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup. It'll be Gage Stanifer going for the Jays. 2-2. Misses down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Stanifer's been real good lately. Came off his best outing of the season last week. We'll try and build on it tomorrow. Hope you can join us. We'll get started at 11:45 a.m. Eastern. Payoff pitch. Cue shot, foul ball. Durant stays alive. That's the pregame show tomorrow. First pitch set for high noon. And then the Jays hit the road. They'll take on Palm Beach for 6 over in Jupiter. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Blue Jays were swept by Jupiter earlier this year. Next 3-2 is swung on and missed strike 3. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out. It's represented by Joan Heliponte.
Center fielder number 45, Joan Heliponte.
Williams over at first. Mets an out away for their first set of back-to-back wins since the start of May. First pitch to Aponte, called strike as Hernandez and De Leon got crossed up. Whoa. Hernandez had a swat at that breaking ball. Knocked it down, still got the strike call. Usually that doesn't happen. 0-1. Ponte takes low and outside. 1-1. It's 8-0 St. Lucie here in the bottom of the ninth. Some little leaguers lining up, ready to run the bases. Mom, can we stay? Can we stay? 1-1. Ponte takes a hair low. 2-1. De Leon. On the first base side of the rubber. Sets at the belt. Delivers. Aponte with a vigorous hack and a miss. Blue Jays down to their final strike. Well, the Mets had that awful month of May. They started it with a win. Ended it with a win. Trying to build on it tonight. Here's the 2-2 from De Leon. Misses down and away. Runs it full. 3-2. Tucker Thoman waits on deck should we get there. 8 runs on 10 hits for St. Lucie. No runs on 5 hits for the Jays. Ponte waits. The bat rested on his shoulder. Payoff pitch. Williams gets a head start, and the pitch misses outside. The ball game will continue. Williams up to second. Aponte aboard for Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
So last inning we were talking about the long game in relation to the Blue Jays bullpen. Now you want to play the long game at the plate. Try and knock out De Leon. First pitch misses outside for a ball. 1-0. Might be tough with 2 outs, but then you burn another Mets arm for tomorrow. The game within the game. Managerial strategy. Yukari De La Cruz choosing to go back to De Leon. Thoman with a rip and a miss. Home run hack came up empty. 1-1. There are some swings that you'll watch, and even if it's a swing and a miss, you think, oh, that's a good-looking swing. And you get that thought with Tucker Thoman a lot of the time. 1-1. He swings and misses on a slider downstairs. That one not quite as pretty. Blue Jays down to their final strike. Thoman with a few deep breaths. De Leon shakes off Hernandez. He says, no, I want this pitch. He comes set. Men on first and second, and the pitch misses down. He wanted the fastball. Sinking fastball. 2-2. Jays fans still cheering on their team. You appreciate the spirit. 2-2. Toman swings and misses. That's strike three. And for the first time in a month, St. Lucie has won back-to-back ball games. They end May on a high note, and they start June with a win, too. After losing the first three games this week in absolutely brutal fashion, the Mets will have the opportunity to play for a series split tomorrow. Let's get to the final totals for this one. First for the victorious St. Lucie Mets. They score eight times on 10 hits, no errors, and leave 12. Could have been a lot worse. Blue Jays do not score. They're shut out for the third time this year on five hits, no errors. And they leave seven men left on base. They go 0 for 5 with men in scoring position. Losing pitcher is Felipe Bayo. Bayo allowed the initial runs to the Mets back in the fifth after it was no score through four. Mets rallied for two runs on two hits and a few walks in that fifth and never looked back. While the winning pitcher is Zach Thornton, a hard-earned win for Thornton. Six innings, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts. And De Leon gets the save because he worked three innings. And no matter what the score is, if you go three innings to finish the ball game and a win, you get the save. So De Leon gets to go home with the save his first this year. With the loss, the Blue Jays drop back to 500, 25-25, while St. Lucie improves to 16-34. We'll step aside for a break, come back, and take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Blue Jays fall tonight, 8-0. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark to wrap it up tonight on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for sticking with us for the postgame show. Mets take an 8-0 win over the DJs tonight. They'll have a chance for a series split tomorrow. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League on the Frenchies out-of-town scoreboard. We mentioned a few final scores. We look to Clearwater. Final score there. One of the only ones that wasn't final earlier. And Lakeland hangs on for a 2-0 win. They twirl a one-hitter. And it could always be worse, folks. It can always be worse. Blue Jays shut out tonight, but they did not get one hit. Lakeland wins it 2-0. Fort Myers 8, Bradenton 3 in game 1 of their doubleheader. In game 2, Fort Myers 3, Bradenton 1. So a doubleheader sweep for the Mighty Muscles. Palm Beach falls to Tampa in 10 at home, 5-3. So it'll be a 2-week homestand for Palm Beach when the Blue Jays head down there next week. and Daytona romps Jupiter 13-1. So that's the Florida State League out of town scoreboard. For the Toronto Blue Jays organization, we start our look at AAA Buffalo Bisons with a 13-5 lead, middle of the ninth. Good to see for the Bisons after just a really tough night last night. The good news, Peyton Henry, who was injured on a backswing behind the plate for Buffalo last night, is alert. He's all good. He's been discharged from the hospital, and his recovery is underway. So wishing Peyton the best and hope to see him back out on the diamond soon for the Bisons. Top of the ninth inning for AA New Hampshire. They lead over Akron 4-3, looking for some insurance. They've got men on the corners with two outs in Akron. In the Florida Complex League, the Tigers defeated the FCL Blue Jays. FCL Jays now fall to 5-16. High A Vancouver already played today, and they won 5-0 over Tri-City. So that's the minor league side of things. As for the big league club, at home against Pittsburgh, let's see what they did today. And it was not good. Pirates 8, Blue Jays 1. Final score from north of the border. Rubber match tomorrow at the Rogers Center. Speaking of a rubber match, you can't exactly call tomorrow's series finale a rubber match here in Dunedin, but somewhat close to it. If the Blue Jays win, they get the series win. If the Mets win, they earn the series split. Pitching matchup, Stanifer for the Jays comes in 1-2 with a 5.40 ERA, and it'll be Garcia, the right-hander for St. Lucie, 8.76 ERA with a 1-2 record. Stanifer against Garcia, Blue Jays against St. Lucie. Hope you can join us for an 11:45 a.m. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show with first pitch set for noon. That about does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark, not to be confused with TD Bank Ballpark in Somerset, New Jersey. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Saturday night with us, and hopefully you can spend your Sunday afternoon with us too. One more time, the final score. It's the Mets 8 and the Blue Jays nothing. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.